It is May 1961 and we are backstage at the BBC in London. A radio concert is about to be recorded for the Light programme with Billy Fury and his group The Tornadoes. Billy Fury is backstage with his manager, Larry Parnes.
Cool it, cool it. Don't forget, cool it. I love you so, I need you so, cool it.
Sounds quite nice like that, doesn't it, Larry?
Yes, but be careful what you say about it. You stick to the script.
But it's not true. Then I met a girl in Liverpool called Colette, and I thought that's a nice name. I didn't. I went to a French film.
You can't say that. Think of your image. People will assume you've been to see something dirty.
Maybe I had.
Okay, well, if you can't be trusted, we'll scrap it from the show. Boys, Colette's out. Billy, stop being moody and listen to me.
Why should I? You're the one who's got me into this mess.
Mess? After all I've done for you. I've had a lot of difficulty setting up this show, getting the BBC to give you another chance.
Okay, so I missed the Billy Cotton Band show because I didn't want to do it. But you got Marty Wilde to replace me.
That's not the point. You were billed to appear.
I didn't want to do it. One minute you're saying I should be a moody rock and roller, and then the next you're saying I should be cracking jokes with Billy Cotton.
Don't be insolent with me. We've got to sow the seeds. Eventually you're going to be an all-round entertainer, like Tommy Steele. You'll be starring in Summer Seasons and pantomimes.
I'll stick with the rock and roll, thanks very much.
Billy, Billy, don't be like that, and don't mess this up. It wasn't easy to arrange a radio concert after all that silliness with Billy Cotton. This is your last chance with the BBC, a really good one. And if you mess this up...
I won't.
You say that again, but with confidence.
I won't.
I know the problem. It's the talking, isn't it?
You know I hate speaking on stage.
But why?
It's my accent. We all try to sing like Americans... like Elvis and like Eddie. But when they hear me speak, it'll ruin the mood.
It doesn't have to.
They hear me accent and they'll think I'm common.
There's nothing wrong with a Scouse accent. You know what I mean, like? Gives you character. Like those boys who were backing Johnny Gentle last year.
What, the Beatles? You didn't put them on your packet shows and let them speak, though, did you?
No. They were too cocky for me. They answered back. But look at it this way. Adam Faith has stolen a lead on you, a lead on Marty, and a lead on Cliff. What does his manager, Eve Taylor, do? A woman manager at that, showing me up. She puts him on that face-to-face program with John Freeman. And what happens? Everybody thought it was a mistake. I thought it was a mistake that John Freeman would eat him alive. But what happens? He does it bloody well. He doesn't blub like Gilbert Harding, and he answers the question superbly. The papers are now full of how intelligent he is. A bloody pop star, making the front pages for his intellect and his wit. We all know Adam Faith can't sing. But everybody's saying, that boy can talk.
Well, he can.
Welcome to the real world, Billy. You've got to compete with this.
Okay, I'll sing the songs, but you can't make me talk.
Oh, can't I? I can stop your allowance for a start. Now that Halfway to Paradise is your biggest hit, I was going to raise your weekly salary from £30 to the £35.
Cliff gets much more than that.
Don't be impertinent. Anyone would think you were in a union like those Liverpool dockers. Anyway, you've only been talking to Cliff Richard. I've been talking to Tito Burns, and I know exactly how much Cliff gets.
I'm in the top 10, and I've got £80 in my bank account. I must think of making a will. And if I do say what you want me to say, do you think they'll like it?
Billy, they love it. And you're not saying anything that isn't you. You're just telling them a bit about your life.
I'm lying about my age.
A white lie. It doesn't count. Pop stars have to be young. And now you have your 21st birthday to look forward to.
I was born in 1940. I was 21 last April.
Ah. Ronnie Wycherley may have been born in 1940, but Billy Fury was born in 1941. And you will be 21 next April. That's show business.
You even told me mum to call me Billy.
Trust me, Billy. This is going to work. it will push Halfway to Paradise to the top.
I'm not sure. That Helen Shapiro record, it's a good one, and it's going up fast.
Billy, have confidence, will you? If you can't beat a 14-year-old girl, who can you beat? And stop smoking, too. The scientists are now saying it's not good for your heart, and they may be right.
It's all a hassle. That's not good for my heart.
Mr. Barnes, you're on in a minute. Billy in three.
Billy, if you're going to be as big as Elvis, you've got to work at it. But don't worry, I will take care of the details. All you have to do is sing the songs.
And talk a bit too. Well, when's this show going on? When's it going to be broadcast?
On Saturday.
This is the BBC Light programme, and welcome to a special concert featuring the pop star Billy Fiore and his group The Tornadoes. We'll bring on Billy Fiore in a minute, but first we'd like a word with his manager, Larry Parnes. Mr. Parnes, you manage several of today's pop stars.
Yes.
Is Billy Fiore something special?
Well, I love all my boys. Tommy Steele, Marty Wilde, Vince Eager, Johnny Gentle, Duffy Power, Georgie Fame, Dickie Pride. But yes, you're quite right. Billy Fiore is someone special. Halfway to Paradise is only the start of things. I don't make predictions, but he will be bigger than Elvis Presley in a year's time.
And you name them all as well.
Yes, Billy was such a gentle lad, and Ronnie Wycherley suited him beautifully as he was. But it wasn't a showbiz name. He needed a name that would make him sound friendly, and a surname that would show how dynamic he was on stage. Hence, I thought of the name Fury. And Billy was because of Billy Cotton and his wakey wakey. There isn't a friendlier name than Billy.
And would you like to introduce him?
With pleasure. Here is the young boy who comes from Liverpool and has had hit records with Maybe Tomorrow, Margot, and Wondrous Place. And now he has the biggest hit ever with Halfway to Paradise. Here he is, backed by the Tornadoes. He's only 20. He's Billy Fiore!
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for coming tonight, and thank you for listening at home. That was That's Love from my LP, The Sound of Fury.
It was a pretty big record for me. Well, it was the same size as any of them. Yeah, well, I'm going to be telling you a little bit about myself tonight. But first, let's have another song. Hit it, fellas. Thank you. Well, what can I tell you about myself? My real name's Ronnie Wycherley, although my manager always says that my real name now is Billy Fury. I was born in Liverpool in the Dingle on the 17th of April 1941. So I'm 21 next April. I was sick a lot as a kid and I missed a lot of schooling. I was always lying in a hospital bed somewhere, and when I got back to school, it was always a new set of kids in the class. I didn't want to be a loner, but that's what I was. I was okay though. I'd go to the countryside and watch the wildlife. I've always written poems and then songs. Here's one that I wrote as a poem and then I turned it into a song. It's called You Don't Know. It's the same title as our Helen Shapiro hit. This came first, but she's got a better song. You don't know how I feel. You don't know my love is real. If I tell you, you might say that I should not feel this way. That's what I feel. You don't worry like I do. You don't know my love is true. I'm afraid to just how much I really feel. Maybe you don't care, baby, that's what I feel.
I feel. You don't know, my love is real. You don't know the joy you bring. You make my poor heart sing. You don't know, oh, you don't know.
Thank you, thank you. Well, my mum had confidence in me and she sent a tape of me to Mr. Parnes. One day he said he'd be in Birkenhead with Marty Wilde and would I go and see him. Well, he put me on stage that night. I can remember my knees knocking, but it went down all right and I joined the tour. Then a couple of days later, Mr. Parnes rang me and he said, "You're in the Daily Mirror." I went and got a copy and there was a picture of me and underneath it said, "Billy Fiore." Thanks very much, Mr. Parnes. Thank you very much. Well, that was the first single I did. And then I was doing TV shows like Old Boy for Jack Good.
Somebody new, when she ain't me like you, you're a cruel, I ain't a fool. Oh, thank you very much. Thank you. Well, when I was working in Liverpool, I dated a girl, Margot. And she was 5 years older than me. And she was married to a soldier. He was away on duty. And when he came home, Margot, well, she said that she couldn't see me anymore. I was sorry about that. I'm very attracted to older women.
Margot, don't go. I need you so. Oh, please be mine most of the time. I like the way
Elvis Presley's records, especially the ones he made in Sun Studios in Memphis. When I made The Sound of Fury, we tried to capture that rockabilly sound. Here's one of the songs.
Oh, will I come along with daddy and I call to you? Make a lover with someone and you, well, I thought you was my baby, and I thought you loved me too. I said I come along in a band and make a love with someone new. Your honky-tonk places on the side of town. All you wanna do is knock a man's heart down. I thought you was my baby, and I thought you loved me too. I said, come on, look up and make love with someone new.
Here we go.
Well, the tears were falling from my eyes. Ooh, baby, what a surprise. I love you with all of my heart, and now it's broken all apart. I said, bye-bye, baby. Bye-bye to you. Bye-bye, baby, I guess is what I'm gonna do. I wanna swing around, honey, I wanna turn my back on you. Well, let's swing around. I wanna swing around, honey, I wanna turn my back on you. You broke a million hearts, you won't break mine. Not now or any other time. I thought you was my baby, and I thought you loved me too. I said, come on up and make love with someone new. Well, the tears were
glowing from my eyes. Ooh, baby, what a surprise. I love you with all of my heart. And now it's broken all apart. I said, bye-bye, baby. Bye-bye to you. Bye-bye, baby. I guess is what I'm gonna do. I want a cigarette and I want to turn my back on you. Well, I'm going to turn my back on you. I want to turn my back on you. I want a cigarette and I want to turn my back on you. Yeah, I want to turn my back on you. I want to turn my back on you. I want a cigarette and I want to turn my back on you. Yeah, I'm going to turn my back, back, back on you.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I hope you like my new band, the Tornadoes. I think they're great, and I think they could do well with instrumentals. Let's have a listen to them. Hit it, fellas.
Turn My Back on You is right. Billy, 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 what are you doing? This wasn't in the script. You can't say you love older women. Your fans are young girls. And you've just admitted to adulterous sex with a 25-year-old. It can't be broadcast. We'll have to take it out. That's right, say nothing. You're ruining your career out there. Cliff Richard doesn't go round saying he's had sex with older women.
I didn't know he had.
Don't get smart with me, you can't win.
Wait till I talk about you.
I made you Billy Fury, and don't you forget that. That name Billy Fury is my name. If you left me or went off with Tito Burns or Eve Taylor, you couldn't use it. I'd break you as quickly as I made you. You couldn't even be Billy Fury.
I'd call myself the artist previously known as Billy Fury.
Very funny. You're trouble. You know that? Look at the Odeon Guildford.
They were unreliable microphones.
They certainly were after you kicked them to the ground and stormed off stage. That cost me £40, and I'm deducting that from your wages. Wasn't easy to keep that out of the papers.
But why did you do that? The fans would want to see a guy who's breaking microphones. Wouldn't it have been good for your business?
Not if I'm trying to get you into pantomimes. You really have no idea, have you? You're racing up the charts with Helen Shapiro. One of you is going to make number one. And what do? You plug her record.
Back on stage, please, Billy.
Wondrous place. a wondrous place.
I was an Elvis Presley fan first, and then I liked Dion and the Belmonts, and I liked Fats Domino and Cliff Richard and Buddy Holly, and I got my own voice through listening to so many people. Most of all, though, I was an Eddie Cochran fan. It was great to be on tour with him. One night, I was standing in the wings, waiting to perform, and I wasn't feeling too confident. Eddie came up to me, and he said, "Say, I am the best performer in the world. Say, I am the best performer in the world. I am the best performer in the world." So I said, "I am the best performer in the world." And Eddie said, "No, you're not, I am."
Hit it.
Together tonight, I got some money in my jeans and I'm really gonna spend tonight. Well, I've been doing my homework all the week long, and now the house is empty and my folks are gone. Woo! Come on, everybody. Well, my baby's number one, but I'm gonna dance a 304. Oh, yeah. And the house will be a shaking from my bare feet a slapping on the floor. Well, oh, Andy, you hear the music, you just can't sit still. Your brother won't rock, but your sister will. Yeah. Outside. And then my folks come home, I'm afraid they're gonna have my hide. There'd be no more movies for a week or two. No more running around with the usual crew. Who cares? Come on, everybody.
I do a lot of touring. I like it a lot, but there's too much of it. I'm not the healthiest of people, and doing two shows a night, six nights a week, all over the country, takes it out on you. It's not just me. Joe Brown's whacked too, and he's a really healthy kid. Our welfare doesn't matter. Mr. Parnes regards us as pieces of meat. The show must go on and all of that.
Stop the tape! Stop the tape!
Billy! Billy! This has to stop. You do the show that we prepared.
That you prepared.
He's talking complete nonsense. I love my boys. I wouldn't expect anyone to go on stage if he was ill. I'm the last person in the world to do that.
Oh, you love your boys, all right.
We are cutting this conversation. Just the songs will be broadcast. And if you breathe a word of what you've heard, I'll sue you. Every single last one of you. You're an invited audience, and I know where you all live. Billy, finish the show.
Good night, and thank you for putting this record in the top 10. I don't even like this song, really.
And cut that as well. Billy, what's wrong? Aren't you happy with what you're doing?
No, I keep asking myself, what's it all for?
It's about bringing happiness to millions. It's about making people happy. That's what we do. We're in the happiness industry.
Yeah, but it's not the same, is it?
Same as what?
Discovering penicillin or a cure for cancer.
Oh, Billy, I don't think you'd better talk on stage anymore. Just say thank you and good night.
Well, thank you very much, Larry.
Oh, sometimes I wish I was managing Adam Faith. You better do an encore, as the show will be running short with all these cuts.
Well, thank you very much. I've had a wonderful night. And here's an Elvis song just for you.
Just because, well, now there's a competition. And just because you think you got something that nobody else has got, no, you don't. Well, you caused me to spend all of my money. Oh, honey, you left and called me what's in the claw. Well, I ain't telling you, baby, I want to be with you. Because, honey, just because.
In what you've just heard, Billy Fury was played by Gavin Stanley, Larry Parnes was David Edge, and the Gutter Fighters were the Tornadoes. And I'd also like to thank the production team, Pauline McAdam, Peter Wilkinson, and Gemma Moore.